All right. It is 96.9 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits, 64 in North Central Indiana during our daylight broadcast. And I'll tell you what, considering that we're, for Hoosierland TV viewers, we're kind of doing this with the equivalent of baling wire and chewing gum, I'm kind of amazed that this is going as well as it is. And that's just kind of a general philosophy, chewing gum, baling wire, some snot, maybe. We have a big appreciation of Nancy Klein reaching out from the Tipton County Commissioner's Office today. She gave us a lot of, oh, if you could blow up a granola bar to like, 20 minutes. That was just solid content. Our friends in Tipton, we appreciate you jumping in and contributing. You know, we assume Frankfort is the center of the universe, yes. And we can assume Boone County is the center of the universe, yes. But we reach out to all corners, honestly, on WILO. Melissa, killer interview.
Yeah, I think I appreciate Nancy calling in, and she's a wealth of knowledge over there, mm-hmm. and I know this is something that's important to her. It's important to all of us. And I thank her for, you know, zoning in on our businesses here in Clinton County and the mm-hmm. people that it affects, our agricultural community and our trucking firms. We have a lot of trucking firms here in Clinton County.
Yeah, you get on 28 here, it's a straight shot.
Yeah, and it will affect business here as well, depending on how this goes through. But it does sound like they've been working together. It looks like the compromise is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate Nancy, you know, wanting to keep everybody here informed. And, you know, and the fact that she wanted to focus on Clinton County is great, but it also affects people in Tipton. It affects people in Howard and, you know,
Kokomo,
all the surrounding areas that our listeners are from. So, you know, hopefully they got some great information out of that, and they know where they can go to get more information about it, and I'm sure Nancy will keep us up to date on that. So,
yeah.
We want to move on now to Cheyenne Taylor. She's the director of Clinton County Humane Society, and Cheyenne, thank you for humoring us with this technical issues that we're having here in studio, and we appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk to us.
Yes, of course. I'm excited about it. Hopefully we don't have any issues hearing me.
I know you've got a lot going on there. It's been a while since you and I talked, actually. Normally you sit down with Cindy, and I'm probably behind on this, but I'm going to ask. The last time you and I talked was over the winter, and you guys were still working on some renovations there, getting the facilities kind of updated and making them a little more user-friendly for the animals and for you. How is all of that now done? And if not, what are you still working on?
Yeah, of course. So our front lobby area, it is done. Our playrooms are done. So the whole front is done. And if you're familiar with our entryway and everything for the Humane Society, you'll know that there is a connected main cat room is what we like to call it, but it's our main cat room connected right there to the lobby. It is also done, and we've also actually built in a cat play area in the lobby that's got a huge window area with things for them to jump on in the walls. So we always have a cat kind of playing in there, a cat or two. It's really cool. It kind of looks like an aviary that you would look in through at the zoo. But yeah, so our whole main lobby area is finished and completed. We have turned our third cat room into more of like a board room meeting, or kind of like more of a business type room, like if I need to speak with a family in private. So that's renovated as well with new flooring, painted, everything. Our second cat room, it is our last cat room that needs to be renovated. We do need to get the new flooring put in, and then we have started to replace the old kennels in there. That's the only cat room we have without all new kennels in it, as our main cat room has like the cat condos that are stacked on top of each other, and it opens up slides separated from the litter boxes. But it's only two condos for basically two cages, one on the bottom, one on top. So sometimes they're very well organized for us for space when it comes to like kittens. You know, if there's a litter of four or five, they can usually go in there if they're smaller. When it comes to adult cats, obviously just one goes in there. If there's two like older kittens, they can go in there, but those do kind of give us more room for kind of more cats if we have two that are like surrendered from the same home and stuff, so they do not have to be separated. In the second cat room, we only have two of those that are new. The rest are all single cages, so there's just one cat in each one. It's not even big enough for two kittens. So it does have limited space in there, but those cat condos, I don't think people understand how expensive they are, but they are almost $8,000 for one condo, and that is only two cages.
Oh,
so
wow.
We have had to do a lot of working for those cages. Our board of directors, they are amazing, them and their family members and friends that have helped them, but the last 2 years they have signed up to work Colts games and run concession stands, and you actually get paid per person to do that. It's a very long day. Our staff does not do it because they feel like we're here enough, so we dedicate enough of our time to it. So it really is just the board members and people that they can get to kind of come along and help. But I mean, it's an all day thing from like 8 a.m. to, you know, sometimes even 6 p.m. you wouldn't get out of Indy. So they're long days, but it's worth it for the money. And that's really how we've been able to do these renovations. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to do this stuff.
Wow, that is amazing. That kind of helps us segue in. I mean, I've got some other things that I want to ask you about, but, you know, talking about raising funds and everything, that kind of helps us segue into, you got the Wagathon coming up and the Golf for Paws golf outing fundraiser coming up.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the Wagathon, this is perfect timing. So if you weren't sure, Wagathon is tomorrow. So it's tomorrow morning here at the Humane Society, and we are located in the back of the TPA Park at 825 Isaac Walton Drive here in Frankfort, Indiana. And of course, it really isn't our fundraising event. It really, I mean, it's for our animals, but Paw Pals, this is their baby. They really take this under their wing. Paw Pals of Clinton County, they take care of the entire thing. We actually just get to show our faces and walk some dogs and interact with people, which I love to do. But this is their baby, and it is tomorrow, and it does start at 9:30. So if you've already signed up, great. You can come anytime between 9:30, 9:40. But they did say that they are probably going to start walking at around 9:45, 9:50-ish. So if you haven't signed up yet and you do want to walk your dog, they said it is $10, and you can sign up right there tomorrow morning. And typically people do get here a little early, like 9 to 9:30 to mingle and stuff, and that's fine. We just ask you don't really get here any earlier than 9, so that they have time to set up everything that they need. But, yeah, so the walk should begin around 9:45-ish, and they said that there are door prizes and Pam Butts. She's saying that there are some pretty cool door prizes this year, so I'm kind of excited about it. But yeah, so please come out tomorrow morning. It doesn't usually take up your entire morning. Usually people are out of here by 10:30, no later than 11 a.m. So it doesn't take up your whole day, and it is for a really good cause. Paw Pals, they pay for everything that we need. We would have to say no to a lot of things if it weren't for Paw Pals donations.
Yeah, I know they help out with you know, medical fees and sometimes adoption fees, but just you know, basic
everything.
basic needs that you guys have too.
Yes, everything, and they never say no. I don't know how they haven't ran out of money, especially with cat and kitten season, and, you know, cats get sick so easily and spreads like wildfires. So I feel like it's every day we are sending something to the vet, either because it is sick and it needs to be seen for medication, or because we're getting an estimate for a surgery. I feel like we've honestly, with stray dogs lately, we've got hit with bad case after bad case this entire year, and almost every single one of them has needed some sort of surgery done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You've also got the Golf for Paws golf outing at the Frankfort Commons coming up here Saturday, June 17th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this is my favorite fundraising event that we do for the Humane Society that we put on. It's just a really good time. I don't know if you guys are golfers, but my husband and I love golf, and we love going to the Frankfort Commons. You always see the same people down there. It's just a good time, and they always have such a fun time doing this event for us. And it is Saturday, June 17th, right here at the park. So thankfully it's really close, so you will be seeing some available dogs. We'll have people walking them down, saying hi to everybody. But we are asking that everyone is signed up prior to June 17th. It was just kind of a mess trying to get people signed up, making sure we had enough spots, because we're only allowed a certain number of carts on the course. So we can't just have a million out there. So once they fill, the spots fill, then that's pretty much it. So we ask that people be signed up before June 17th, and you can easily sign up. Our link is pinned at the top of our Facebook page. You should just be able to click on that. It is $75 a person, so it's $300 for a team of four, but you can sign up on there solo. And if you don't have any, you know, a group of four, you'll kind of just group up with people there. So if it's even two of you, we'll have, I'm sure, another set of two. So no worries about if you don't have four people, just go ahead and sign up there as a single player. Also, it does provide everyone lunch from the Fox Den. So obviously there will be like a set menu that everyone has, but it does provide lunch as well. But there are chances to win things like the $500 putting contest, the men's long drive, women's long drive. And the first year we did this, a couple years ago, someone actually did hit the $10,000 hole in one putt, and it was pretty freaking awesome. So there's a chance to win that as well. It is possible.
Yeah, you don't want to watch me play golf. I like to think in my head I can play golf, but I would, if there is a pond or even any kind of water, body of water anywhere near where I would try and drive or even
your
try and chip,
right,
yeah, that's where it's going to go. It's like a magnet. But no, it sounds like a fun event. I hope you have a great success with that and a huge turnout. Let's turn back to the actual facilities itself and your residence. We keep seeing on TV where a lot of facilities are overcapacitated. They just don't have the room. And how are you guys handling everything?
Yeah, so I actually did have a little write-up. I just wanted to kind of go over with people kind of like our intake numbers, so people kind of get a feel for how many animals we do really on average get in a year. And so I kind of went back and started at 2020. I wanted to start where COVID kind of hit everybody, because I know a lot of places suffered when COVID hit. And so in 2020, we had 680 intakes. So that includes strays, surrenders, you know, everything that includes that we intook that year, and that is just cats and dogs. So that was 680 for 2020, and then in 2021, we had 678, so literally only two less the year after, which is amazing because we know that that's the year that tons of shelters just got an influx of intakes because people losing their job due to COVID. So we got really lucky, I feel like. And then in 2022, we had a little bit less at only 664. So the last 3 years, let's say to 2020, we've averaged around 675 intakes a year for dogs and cats.
Wow.
So this year, for 2023, and I know it's only mid-May, so for 4.5 months in so far, we're already at almost 500 intakes. We're probably going to hit what we've intook the last 3 years, probably before the summer is over. And so I think it is due to really the fact of people not spaying and neutering their pets. We are getting lots of litters of outside kittens, lots of outside cats that people don't want to care for anymore. So I think it does have a lot to do with people not spaying and neutering, and now we're seeing it really hit us. But honestly, considering we've had more intakes this last year than we've ever had, we've had a more success rate of getting them moved than we ever have as well.
That's fantastic.
So just as much as our numbers going up, the outs are going up as well, which is great. So that's what we want to see. So right now, the average stay time for a dog is 27 days. And for a humane society, that's really good if their stay is less than a month average. And it's getting lower and lower. So our dog rate is going really well. Now, the average stay time for cats, it is constantly changing due to kitten season. So I feel like once March hits through really August, September, the cats are flying out of here because people are looking for them. They're home during the summer. You know, they want barn cats, things like that. So I feel like during the warmer months, our cat outtakes, I mean, they just fly. But during the winter months, so let's say like September to, you know, April or February, they kind of sit here for a while. We mainly just have adult cats. We had a 5-month span where we did not have one kitten here under 6 months this year. We hadn't seen one since last summer. So now we have tons, obviously, but we didn't even have one to offer people. I, for the first time ever, was calling other shelters to see if there were kittens that we could pull, and we've never done that because we've always been way overhoused. So no one else had kittens either, so I think everyone was just out of kittens for a while. But, yeah, so it is good that, no, even though we've had more intakes now than ever, we are getting them out, and we're getting them out faster than ever. So that's great. And just to give people a number idea, in 2020, when COVID hit, we had 82 dogs here, and we had around 150 cats. So we were completely maxed out. We had cats stacked on top of each other, you know, things that we would never allow to happen now. We did not have any extra space for anything. We were having to turn things away. And of course, that makes us feel like we weren't providing the best care. You know what I mean? Especially with a small staff of only 5 of us. It's hard to care for that many animals, and you feel like you're doing the best job you can. Does
sure.
that make sense?
Yes, you know? It does. So much.
So we never want to feel that way again, and it is just a huge mental and emotional toll on the staff when there's that many pets daily. So thankfully, COVID was amazing to us, and since COVID, we have been able to keep our numbers much, much lower and everything under control. At most, since COVID, we have had no more than 21 dogs. That is the most we have had, at least in the last 2 years since I was director. I've never had over 21 dogs since I've been ahead of this place. And cats, we have had as many as 120 due to moms with litters, but we've housed everybody comfortably. Cats are in condos. They're not in crates. They're not in the hallways. So we are just conducting business so much better, and I think COVID really gave us that chance to do that because our numbers went so way down that we were able to basically clean house and start fresh is what it felt like. We were blessed. We're very blessed right now with our numbers. And we do try to help and pull animals from other shelters any chance that we can get.
Well, and I know
we've done it a lot this year, actually.
I know you were talking about the stays being fairly short, but do we have any long-term residents right now? Of course, you know, mama cats are going to be there for a while as they raise their kittens to adoption age and that kind of thing. But who do you have in house that we need to get them out of there? Besides, of course, everybody, but definitely the ones that have been there the longest.
Right? So basically, I love our shelter manager program that we have started using because there is actually a tab on the front page of it that says it will tell us animals that have been with us longer than 6 months. So that's when we instantly start to say, like, okay, you're considered like one of our long-termers. I know we do have some very long-termers, but that's what we kind of consider our long-termers. And a couple of years ago, it would have said, you know, 42 animals here longer than 6 months. Right now it says 12. And out of the 12, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 of them. 6 of the 12 are actually in foster to adopt already. They're just not moved to adopted because they're still working on things.
Right.
So there are 6 here in-house that have been here for over 6 months. The longest, of course, is Andre. I like to call him Andre the Giant. I'm the one that named him. And he, unfortunately, has been with us today. My system says 902 days.
Oh, wow.
So that's 2 years and 5 months. He just spent his third Christmas with us. And I really try not to get emotional when I talk about him, so I'm not going to. But we are just in love with this big guy. And he is just going to take a special home where there's no little kids. He would do great if he just had a single owner, like a male or a woman. He loves, there's 5 or 6 of us that aren't scared to get him out because he is over 100 pounds, so he can be a little intimidating if he's not used to you, but he just is going to take some time. He just needs someone to meet him 2 or 3 times, and once he knows you and knows that you're not a threat to him, then, you know, he's the most loyal dog you could ever have, honestly.
Right.
He's such a good boy. If I didn't have other animals at my house, and if Lily, our animal control officer, didn't have other animals at our house, you can guarantee that one of us would have him for sure. He is just the sweetest guy ever, and I'm in love with him.
It sounds a lot like my Willie. My Willie's the same way. He doesn't play well with others, but he is definitely a one family, one person dog, and he's the same way. He's about 85. Believe it or not, he's a blue heeler, but he's a big blue heeler. His build, he's a lot taller than the average one. He's just got a bigger build. Somewhere in that genealogy, there's got to be something else for him to be the size that he is.
Oh, yeah.
But he weighs...
You need to get one of those DNA tests done.
Well, sure. I have seriously thought about that just to see what else is in there somewhere because you don't have an 85-pound blue heeler that has his own recliner.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And we did buy a DNA test for Andre just because he's so big and he has the tiniest little ears. So that we relate to kind of like Pity with the tiny little ears. And he was mostly German Shepherd, which I wasn't surprised for his size.
Right.
So.
Right. But to look at him, though, I mean, you can see a little bit of it from his pictures, but you don't see a lot of German Shepherd in that facial features.
He's an awesome dog. He's awesome. And then the second longest resident we have is Anakin, a dog. He has been here for 326 days for 10 months, so not as long as Andre by any means, but still a very long time. And he is just almost going to be 5 years old, but he also is going to have to be in a house with no dogs or cats, and I feel like that's kind of why he's been, passed or not looked at really even, because most people do have another animal at home. I mean, I would say 90% or maybe a little less of the people we adopt to, it's very rare we have someone walk through the doors and say they do not have another animal at home and they're looking to adopt. They either have outside cats, don't want them chased off, have an inside cat, it's everyone, almost everybody has another animal at home. So we love when those people do walk in, we're like, ooh, and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't have any animals. Who can we throw at you? But those are our two longest resident dogs. And then for cats, let me see, we had one just leave last week. Another one we have here is Leanne. She was a stray that came in. She is just now, as I say, I think she's pretty young still. She's just a few years old, but she's been here for 10 months as well. And she's just a tiger. I don't know why she's been passed over. There's not really any reason why. She's super sweet and cute, and we've gotten her a little fat. She might need to lose a little weight. She's a little squishy, but it's better than being too skinny, right?
That's right. More to love.
Exactly. And then the second longest term resident cat is Dijon. He's literally only 10 months old. He's been here since he was around 8 weeks old, and he is now 8 months, or now 10 months old. So he's been here for 8 months. So he's literally grown up in a cage. I did tell my husband I was going to bring him home jokingly, and he said that I could sleep outside if I did. So I can't take him. Someone has got to come get this tiger kitten. He is the sweetest. He loves to be carried around. He loves to be kissed. He would go fine in a home with other animals. He has zero restrictions. He, again, I have no reason why he is still here. I have no idea why. He's adorable.
I would take him if Willie would play well with others, but he doesn't. I dearly would love to have him. Because that's my kind of cat. The one that will, fit in my, he'll sit right around in my hood of my sweatshirt.
Exactly.
And stuff.
He
so,
just,
yeah.
I swear to you that I don't know how this cat has not been taken already. He's so sweet. But I keep telling him it's worth the wait. His family will come.
Cheyenne, can you stick around with us for just a minute? We're going to take a commercial break here real quick, and then we'll come right back. And if you don't mind, we're going to let time run over here because we've just still got so much more we want to talk about.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, hang on. We're going to go to commercial break here.
All right, it's Party Line, 96.9-1027 WILO, your home for classic hits.
Day and Ginda Funeral Home, formerly Ginda Funeral Home, is committed to putting family first. Our family will go above and beyond to love and care for your family with compassion and empathy, welcoming and treating you like a member of our family by being loved by our grief dog, Norm, and knowing that even though the name may have changed, the quality of care remains at the highest standard. Join us for our 2023 Senior Olympics. Anyone 55 years or older can join us the month of May for a variety of fun, games, and activities. We hope you'll join us for a fun month of May as we celebrate our Senior Olympics at Dangenda Funeral Home in Frankfort.
Hear what people are saying about Sassy Salon in Delphi. One satisfied customer wrote, "Everyone who works there makes you feel welcome the second you step foot in the door. I've never felt rushed the way you do at chain salons. It's all about the curl this spring. Put the spring back into your hair. All of the in-house Sassy Salon products that support your curly hair are 35% off at Sassy Salon in Delphi. Sassy Salon, 114 North Washington Street in Delphi. It's a great day at Sassy's. Find them on Facebook.
She's beaut. How'd you like to hook up with that?
Look at that.
Seriously, Dad? Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. Honey, it's not what you think. Check out that TC trailer.
TC trailer, right.
Really? TC trailers are the best. Over 300 on the lot, and no one can compare to their parts selection or service. They have a full repair shop in-house.
Get in the truck, Dan.
Good luck, buddy. Visit tc-trailers.com, because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO, and thank you, Kevin, for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
96.9, 102.7 WILO, your home for classic hits. It's brought to you by our friends at BoonCountyDailyNews.com, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, and Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, Encompass Credit Union, Welty Custom Exteriors, Virk's Fine Jewelry, all giving us a nice helping hand. And I'm going to hand off to Melissa Miller, continuing our interview with Cheyenne Taylor, the director of the Clinton County Humane Society. Melissa?
Yeah, Cheyenne, we were talking off air. The need for volunteers, you said, you know, it takes a village, and to maybe help relieve a little bit of that stress of having a lot of animals to care for and everything for off the staff. Tell our listeners what they can do as far as volunteering.
Yeah, so currently we do, we're thankful, we do have a good set of volunteers that we see normally. We, of course, have those Sunday dog walkers that are here every Sunday, rain, shine, sleet, or hail, just to give the dogs attention. They also, a few of them do upkeep in the shelter, but Sunday is isolated for like our pro volunteers that really know what they're doing. But if you'd like to volunteer like Monday through Saturday, you just need to give us a call or email us, and we can send you a volunteer application. I know that that's not something that used to be done, but starting in 2020, legality wise, obviously, we need to have some sort of form filled out. So there is a good little handout that needs to be gone through, filled out. There's one for every age group. There's 15 and under. There's a form for 15, 16 combined, and then there's 18 and over. So we just need to have that sent to you, filled out, sent back to us. We go through it pretty quickly. It also asks on there kind of, you know, what you're interested in helping with, whether it's cats, dogs, events that we have outside of the shelter, even as far as our internet stuff and our web page design. So it also asks questions like, is there anything else that you think you'd be able to help? So we're always open ears when it comes to listening to people having ideas, even if you're able to help us in any other area, even if it doesn't have to do with cleaning and helping with dogs and cats, if that makes sense. We're here for all of it. So we're definitely open for volunteers. We just have that process to go through. And then we always like to know, if you're not a pro and know what you're doing, just walk in the doors, go right to the back. If you need help and you're going to need to be taught what's going on, then we do usually set up times for those volunteers that are beginners to come in at certain times so we can kind of go over things with them, work with them. I'm also going to have a staff member available. As you know, there's only 5 of us that work here, and we're not even all here on the same day. So we're very limited to being able to teach people. So we usually set those beginning times up with people once we have a couple that are ready to come in and start learning.
I know we're kind of on the clock here because you've got some other obligations you need to take care of. But why don't you tell our listeners about the adoption process, what they can do, how they can go through it to get some of those pets a home.
Yeah, of course. So I know before COVID things were a little different, and you could just walk through the cat rooms, you could walk through the dog rooms, look at all of them, come back out, tell us if you want to see anybody. But we have changed our protocol a little bit, and it really works very well for us. And we've shared this protocol with other shelters, and they are now also issuing the same protocols because they realize it works really well for them too. So when it comes to the cats, you are able to walk through them during our open hours and see whoever you want. We can get them out, take them in the meet and greet room with you. You do not have to have any sort of paperwork filled out to meet the cats. It's a little bit more relaxed and laid back, so kind of back to the way it was before COVID for cats. Now for dogs, once COVID hit and the building was actually shut down and nobody was coming in the building for a while there, we were sitting here and I was like, wow, I think this is the first time ever I don't hear a dog barking. Like, everyone was quiet in all 3 rooms, and I'm like, what are we doing to their mental and emotional health by letting people walk through there the entire time we're open? You know, the door constantly opening, people staring in at them, putting their fingers in, and I hate to say it, but we have cameras back there. We would have to tell kids to stop taunting them, things like that, throwing things in the kennels. So I can't believe we never thought of this before, but our dogs, we've seen an absolute change in the way the dogs are here now than they were when we used to let strangers walk through there.
Sure. The stress level has to be reduced.
I don't know how we never thought of it, but it makes total sense, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It really does. And we do have those people that don't know that and just walk in, want to walk through dogs, and then we're like, oh, we don't just let people walk back there. Like, what? And then we explain it, and they're like, oh, wow, like, that does totally make sense. So on the other side of things, we also require an application to be filled out, or we want to know that you're able to at least have that dog at your property. We used to spend 1 to 2 hours with a family with a dog, say it be a pit bull, a German shepherd, a mixed breed, out in the play yard, and then they want to fill out the application. We're all excited, getting the stuff together for the dog, and then they rent, and they're not able to have a dog, or they can't have that breed, or this or that. So it's way better to just narrow it down. We know that when people come in to meet dogs that they're approved. If they find someone, they're good to go that day. If not, we just file the app. They let us know if they see anybody else in the future. But it just works a lot better. And we have those people that just don't want to fill out the app before they meet a dog because they may not even like the dog. And I get it. You may not. But that app is still good. It will stay on file for if you see another dog. But we just don't want to waste our time if you're not able to even have the dog, honestly. So we want to make sure that all the boxes are checked before we spend our time. You know, we usually have 2 staff members per each dog meet and greet.
Right.
Especially if they're meeting another dog, for sure. If they're not meeting another dog and they're just coming themselves to meet a dog without bringing one, then usually 1 staff member can handle that. But we typically want to set the times up because there's going to take 2 of us if there's 2 big dogs meeting. We don't want any accidents to happen, and we don't rush anything.
Sure.
So we're going to take our time at it. Now, when it comes to our hours, we do get the side eye about our hours a lot as well, but let me give you the reasoning why. We are closed Mondays, and we are closed Wednesdays. Of course, we are closed Sundays because it is a Sunday, but we're closed Mondays and Wednesdays because those are the days that we schedule approved application appointments only. We also use those times to do intakes. So sometimes we have 6 dogs that stray holder up. We need to draw their blood, get their weights, do their vaccines, get their prevention started, get their medical sheet ready to go to the vet. So there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we can't get done between 8 and 12 before we open. There's just not enough hours in the day here at Never Seen. So we are closed Mondays and Wednesdays, but if you are approved to adopt and you're able to adopt and take one home, we always schedule appointments on Mondays and Wednesdays. And honestly, that's most of the days we have people come because they like the one-on-one time and they like the fact that the door is locked to the public and they have the entire area to themselves. They have all the cat rooms to themselves. They can meet as many dogs as they want. We don't have to worry about getting our attention stolen from other people walking in. So it's honestly like it's the best way to go about it, really. But we do have our open hours Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 12 to 4, and then we're open 12 to 5 on Fridays. So we are just closed Mondays and Wednesdays, but we do schedule appointments those days.
I know we still have a lot of stuff to cover, but I know you've got to get going. Go over those contact informations again, and is there anything supply-wise that you guys are needing that you're really short on that if people wanted to pick stuff up and drop it off, what are those items? And like I said, you gave us the days you're open so they know when they can drop them off, but give us your contact information and also those items.
Yeah, so our contact information and our address, we are located in the back of the TPA park, so you're just going to take the way as if you were going to go to the skating rink, but keep going straight and go past the driving range on your right. We are at the dead end back there. It is 825 Isaac Walton Drive, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. We do have a new phone prop system, so listen carefully. Our number is 765-670-7924. There are four different prompts. The first one is just hours and location, and then information about adoption, kind of what I just went over. Prompt number two does come to the staff, so it is the shelter number, so you would press prompt two if you wanted to speak to a staff member. And then prompts three and four are animal control prompts. So prompt number three is emergency prompt only, so that is if there is an animal control issue after 5 p.m. and before 8 in the morning. And then prompt number four is the during hours animal control, so that it's 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and it will take you directly to the animal control phone. And then, of course, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have TikTok, so look us up. Everything is under the Humane Society of Clinton County if you search for us.
Well, Cheyenne, I thank you very much for coming on and spending the half hour with us and giving us all that information. I know we got a lot. You and I talked off air, and there's a lot more to cover. So we look forward to getting you or one of your staff members back on again, and we'll have a great conversation again. And everybody, adopt, do not shop.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Big appreciation to Cheyenne at the Clinton County Humane Society helping us kind of get the story out there. Again, this has been kind of a more, sometimes we goof around and da-da-da, but this has been a very content-rich and very informative show, so people realize that, in fact, we can be serious about stuff, so
exactly.
That's good.
It helps when we have people who come on with a lot of information and being able to get that information out there. And and we haven't had Cheyenne on for a long time. I mean, on our sister station and on WILO, we did a pet of the day. And we talk about the ones who are up for adoption and everything. But to get the full picture of it, you really just have to sit down with them and talk. And that's what we did today. And again, as I said, off air, on our list that we have here in front of us of talking points and everything, there's still a lot of stuff that we didn't get a chance to cover because we went over on time. We overshot it, and we still didn't get to everything. So we'll have to get her back on again.
Do we need to restore the Vern Casper era hour and a half version of the show?
I don't really want to do that, but I don't mind when we go a little long and we've got good content, and we hope our listeners are enjoying it. And yes, I know it looked a little weird on the Hoosierland TV with me talking to the counter.
But the WILO, WILO listeners are like, wow, this has never sounded better.
anyway, we want to thank everybody for tuning in and thank our guests, Nancy Klein from Tipton County Commissioner's Office, and also Cheyenne Taylor, the director of Clinton County Humane Society.
And I thank Melissa Miller for helping keep us grounded. It has been to borrow from the Chinese, the curse, may you live in interesting times. We've had some interesting times the past few days. And so Melissa and Cindy Lovelace and Ken Hartman,
it's
Bill Gant,
the whole staff.
The whole staff,
yeah,
the bookkeepers, the schedulers, yeah, everybody who's in here has helped us keep
our oars
in the water.
Melissa, Debbie, yeah, all everybody, yeah. And I, yeah, and I'm not referring to myself either. There are three Melissas in this office. So, yeah.
So it's so I appreciate it from everybody. It's time for our goodbye on the show today. Be sure to tune in on Monday. We'll come back with a hot, fresh new one, 8:30 to 9:30. And you take care of yourself. Please have a good weekend. This is Party Line, 96.9 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits.